Blog Talk Radio.
I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Have your way in me. You know, it's so important, amen, to establish your relationship with God. I have found out, and I do understand to the entirety that, amen, without God, we're not going to make it. Amen. Praise God. You know, when God created the heavens and earth, one of the things that he did was made sure that mankind was not going to sin, and if they did, he had a backup plan. Well, Adam wouldn't have sinned if he didn't want to. You know, he went on and did it because he wanted to be with his wife, because she had made that ultimate choice to die. She wouldn't stop and count the cost or listen to God in any essence to make it right by not eating off of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Well, in that tree it had a bacteria in it that altered our genes, amen, and identity and everything that is important for us to have with God. You can't serve two gods, and Satan knew that, but he also wanted to make himself a god. While God was creating the heavens and earth, Satan was up in heaven making a coup, trying to destroy the will of God so that he could be Lord over them. He didn't have to do it, but God said he was okay until he found iniquity in him. He was an anointed cherub. He was one of the high officials in heaven, and he could have stopped doing what he was doing, but he didn't care. He didn't care. He wanted to establish himself over the Creator, and nobody can. There's not but one God. In all the universe, out of all the things that are in the world that were created and made, he made them all. And not only that, amen, praise God, there's non-existing force before him. There's non-existing God before him. Nobody created him. He just is, and he was, and he will be, and he will always be the only one. And the things that he had planned for mankind, because he loved us so much, Satan wanted to take over and be God over us, and he couldn't. Satan was already signed a position. So he corrupted a third part of the angels, caused them to follow him. And now we have to deal with God the Creator, but also this so-called God that's established his ranks in the earth realm. We thank God because he's still keeping us. He's wiser than any thing that could ever be placed in position by deception. And he's bringing us out, and he's going to take us to a place called heaven. We won't have to worry anymore. So my thought today is Baal bowed down and Nip stooped. And it's coming out of Isaiah 46, verses 1 through 13. Bow down or bend down, stoop or crouch. Bow down means you bend over. Amen. Praise God. And when you bend over, what you're doing is you representing God the Creator, the deity, amen, of all. These so-called deities, these so-called gods that are in existence because they are spirits. They reside in the heavens, in the second heaven. They got a whole kingdom up there, and they're well equipped. They are dangerous. They have no mercy and no compassion for God's people. And they're trying to regiment, trying to rule, trying to soldier, trying to govern over the earth realm because of deception that Satan caused between him and Adam and Eve. So throughout the years, demons roamed this earth, and they were up in the heavens. Yes, demons are getting ready to come back into the earth realm and look just like us, but you'll know the difference because all they'll do is do harm to you. They're living in the last days, and we must know the truth. So throughout the years, God had to go in and save mankind, those that belong to him. We have the wheat and the tares, and they are growing up together because Jesus said, don't separate them because you don't know who you're killing out, who you destroy. You might destroy the wheat along with the tares. So we got Satan seeds in the earth realm that are mixed with demonic livelihood or style or demons that are on the inside of them that cause nothing but evil. That's all in their heart. Their heart is darkened. But we also have God seeds. And God is bringing out one by one, two by two, hundreds, thousands at a time. Out of hell, out of this this world and its worldly system, its governments, in order to keep us and to keep us saved. He's saving his people as he kept his word, amen, from Abraham all the way through. Before Abraham, it was Noah, and before Noah, it was, thank you, Jesus, Seth and his son Enoch, amen, and they played an important role. And God is preserving us. He's keeping us. Amen. Praise God. So when God pulled a certain group of people out called the Hebrews, he kept them out and he kept them sanctified and consecrated for him. But the more they lived in the earth realm, the less they would obey God and do his will. They begin to turn to idol gods. They begin to serve the gods of this world and the dark kingdom. They begin to set up idols and make all kind of statues, do all kind of perverted acts, sex acts, and all kind of perversion to please the idol gods. Where as far back as Cana served a god called Baal, or Baal, if you want to call him that. And this was a god of fertility. Not only fertility as far as the production of children, but fertility to the land, fertility to the crops, the economy, the resources. So as the other nations begin to serve Baal, Israel begin to serve him as well. And as we pick up, amen, praise God, on what is happening, amen, after God told them from the beginning, amen, about serving other gods and worshiping other gods and what they would do become a snare unto them. We go back and we look at when God brought Israel out of Egypt, how he had Moses to set up laws and guidelines for us and them to follow. Amen, praise God. We follow what Jesus do. He literally fulfilled the law. Amen, praise God. But the Hebrews began to disrespect God and pull up gods that could not save. The only thing they could do is produce seeds of their likeness. So we got Baal, and then we got Nip. Nip was also not a god only, but he was a prophet. to the people as well, and they would seek him for counsel and advice. And the Bible tells us to seek the Lord thy God first. But so bad with Israel that they messed up and crying for a king, and then when King Saul proved to be evil, then they God put in David, and then the northern and the southern kingdom began to fight with each other, because eventually they didn't want David as king, and then they joined in together. But throughout the years, their lifestyle and their belief was the northern kingdom was in the belief of all of these old gods. So because of this, God had to turn back around, and he separated Judah, and Judah became and Jerusalem and all the little surrounding nations, towns and cities. They became the servant of the Most High God, and the southern kingdom was powerful at one point in time. The northern kingdom, they served the Baals or the Baals and all the other little gods that they could make. Well, Israel, amen, within itself, God had forewarned them about the things that would happen to them. They said the demons, the gods that reign in the dark kingdom and reign on earth would come down, and they would begin to oppress the people to the point that they would begin to cry out because they had forsaken their first love, and they began to call on God, and God would deliver them. But as soon as he delivered them, they would go back into it because of these various issues that they would do. It became a snare unto them, and they would call on God, and God would turn them into the hands of the other nations to try to get their attention and to chastise them so that they can stop serving these perverted gods. Now, when you catch Baal or Baal, and you can see within himself what he represents, God of fertility, which causes women to go in and have perverted sex with the goddesses and the gods that would literally take care of these idols. They were having sex with demons that they were conjuring up. That's the only word that I can use. Bringing up out of the spirit realm, out of the dark world. And those demons, after they get into the world itself, they begin to reside in people. And all kind of perversion was set up. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, having sex with animals, having sex with two and three people at a time, having all kind of oral sex and pornography and all of that. Well, these demons would begin to spread because they were inhabiting the earth more and more. And that's what they wanted to do. Once they make contact with humans, then they begin to produce other spiritual demons. Humans carry, they are carriers. We can be pregnant with a normal life, a normal baby. Amen. So we are carriers. We are seed carriers, and we can produce. But these demons, the Baal and Net, they were literally, amen, taking over the world with perversion. That's why you see so much sexual perversion today, because they are spreading through other demons coming in and causing other demons to come in. They work in pairs. They work as a family. So God was telling Israel, he said, now, you have turned yourself over literally to these gods. And he said, I am your deliverer. I'm the one that come in to help you and to deliver you. He said, but what you are saying is, and what you are believing in, is causing you to be in captivity and bondage. I don't have to put you there. You put yourself there because of the sins that you do. And so God had to show them, he said, even with your idols that you have picked up and the things that you have done, he said, you take a man and you being led into captivity. And while you are being led into captivity, you're taking those that are leading you into captivity, and you're taking their demonic spirits, their gods that they serve and worship, that cause you to be perverted and doing the same thing that they are doing. But you're taking these gods, you're putting them on oxes and camels and donkeys, and the weight of these demons are so heavy that they cause the oxen and the camels and the donkeys, amen, and whatever else, the carts, all of it to bend down or to stoop and crouch because of the weight of them. And even most of them would break. They would build these idols, and these idols were built out of gold or stone or whatever they could accumulate to build them at that time. And they would have to carry them around. God said, I'll carry you, I'll take you, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, I'll be there for you. But you done chose a God that under weight that it has, even the animals, cause it to bow down and bend. And I'm showing you that Baal bowed down, Nebat stoop. But you're supposed to be worshiping and bowing down to me. I am that I am, amen. And what I have for you is more than sufficient if you turn from your wicked ways. They refused to do it. So in captivity, they still carried the gods of the dark world. Now, if you were spiritually discerned, you could see in the heavens that these demons, even Satan's name is Baal, they are demonic spirits, like I said, that were cast out of heaven because they were unrighteous spirits. They desired all kind of perversion, and they like to do these things with God's people. In chapter 6 of Genesis, it speaks about the sons of God coming down from heaven and having sex with these women and producing giants. God had to stop that. He put a stop to that. And then he killed out all of those that were perverted and unrighteous and saved Noah's seeds. But there was one of Noah's sons, amen, and he, amen, knew what was right, but he didn't do what was right. He looked on Noah's flesh as Noah was drunk one time, and so it became a curse to his seeds because he was blessed because of Noah, so it went down to his seeds. You can cause hardship in your family when you serving these demons and they take you over. Even Jesus say, told them, say, go and sin no more, not listen, a worse thing happened to you. More demons get in you than it was before. And they get in you because they are the fallen angels. They are the fallen demons. And then they, when a person die and goes to hell, then they use that person to do wickedness towards you as well. Then when animals die, because they don't go to heaven, those animals begin to serve Satan. He began to be their God, and Satan used animals. He used any kind of perversion he can. He loves to be a freak and have animals having relationships with people. And it becomes a snare to them and a curse. You see all on YouTube and other stations where they are doing all kind of sex acts. Those that are same sex that are having sex any kind of way, using any kind of objects. And I'm just going to tell you as a preacher, it's perverted. It's sinful. And lust will carry you into an area and a realm in your life where you don't even know how you got there and don't know how to get out. That's why these people that look at pornography have such a bad issue with their lives and trying to get delivered, as well as the drug demons. I'm putting in everything, adulterous, fornication. And these gods, they wanted them, the people, to understand that that's, they were their husbands. That was an entrapment. Today, if you look at, it's a program called TV Joshua, and he's over in Africa, and he's constantly casting out husband demons. These demons come in, and they marry you, and you become subject to them, and they'll have sex with you, and you'll think that, you know, you, this is what's right. Most people that have been attacked by them, and they'll let those demons continue to attack them. But when you truly are, you'll fight those things off and you destroy them, because they can be destroyed. Well, they Israel had done so much against the will of God. They would have these goddesses and all these gods, and they would sacrifice their children as an offering to them, and lay down and begin to have all kind of perversion, all kind of sex with demons that would come down from the second heaven and begin to intermingle with them. Well, they could not produce like they did in the sixth chapter of Genesis, another giant or another person, but they can try to get into your spirit life, and then they cause you to want that kind of perversion instead of wanting God. And the Bible said that a God should worship him, and worship him in spirit and in truth. So we had many issues, amen, and just like the Israelites did back then, we have them today. That's why the world is so crooked and perverted. And so we have to get back to God and do what's right, because these demons are real. And so then with Baal, Baal being the god of fertility, when those people did all that perversion before them, they were producing spiritual seeds of demonic. Then he was the god of the fruits and vegetables, the farming. That mean that he was god of the agriculture, that is the economy that keeps the nation going. And so they were worshiping them and doing all kind of sacrifice and stuff like that, opening up the door for demons to come in, and those demons take over the land, and they would cause the land to be perverted, and it would make it hard for people to purchase land, to buy homes and keep homes, because there were demons on the land like they are today. And then God, amen, praise God, they were the fertility, the agriculture, the economy, and then the gods of the land. These gods will land from people, and people that are Christians keep land, could not keep a livelihood of these gods. Well, God is telling Isaiah in 46, he said, "Now Baal bowed down and Nebat stooped." He said, but this is the thing about it. you carrying gods that don't have any kind of life in them. They have eyes to see, hand that should be movable, eyes that should be seeing, if they were truly gods, but they're not. And so God say, I'm coming in, and I'm going to prove to Israel that I am their God. And he did that by bringing in Jesus Christ. Not only did he bring in Jesus Christ for deliverance, but he brought in Jesus Christ to destroy the yokes of these gods. Because once demons yoke you, they will cause you to do exactly what they say do, and you cannot overturn them, not unless you have the anointing that destroys the yoke. There's so many facets and ways that demons work. They work over nations. They work over cities and towns. They work in your home, in your community. When you catch nothing but violence in a state, amen, you can rest for sure that there's a demon that's residing over that, and there are demons that's in that area that are causing people to murder and to kill and to rob and do stuff like that. And it's a high quality that God wants us to be on, and we cannot do it without Jesus Christ, amen, the Holy Spirit, that anointing and his blood. We need to know where we are, because these demons are still here in the heavens. You call them Baal, you call them Nebo, or you can call them anything, but rest for sure that they're all up under Satan's lordship, if you want to call it that. He's reigning over them, and the people are being made subject to these demons. And you can't get rid of them, not unless you're a Christian and follow the steps that God has followed. They are unrighteousness. We are of righteousness. We must know how to kill out the flesh, and we must allow God to build us up so much that we won't have a desire to do those unrighteous acts. Have a wonderful day.